You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now here's Howard and Jeremy with Coach McDermott.
Brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit yourwealthadvisormcg.com. By GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Northwest Bank. Increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store. West to New York's favorite place to shop.
You know, we don't stop scaff for just anybody. But we were also thrown by Sean McDermott, who is joining us early this week on the Western Hotline. Coach, it's Howard and Jeremy. You caught us by surprise. Good morning. Happy Football Friday.
Good morning to you guys. Sorry about that. I thought we were right on time, though.
No, you're early. This is great. So, good. You know, don't worry about it.
Good.
We
it's been a long time since a game. You had the extra time for the week. You know, you're ready to go.
You're rested and you're focused for us. I did want to ask you about your team's focus. Sean, the players' focus this week. It's a pretty exciting time around here. Fan base is pretty pumped up. Big win over Dallas, big game against Baltimore, playoffs, a lot of stuff going on. How is the focus of your team? How are they going about their business, and how are you making sure they don't get caught up in all the buzz that's going on around them right now?
Yeah, that's always a challenge, but having said that, we recognize that, but we're just on one, basically 1 week seasons, and that's our approach. That's the team's approach. We've got good veteran leaders in our locker room that continue to drive that message home with our guys.
From your standpoint, coaching, players' attitude, anything, being the hunted, you're not in the hunt. You don't need help. You're in a playoff spot right now. Has that altered or done anything with your approach, the team's mindset, anything on a weekly basis?
Not necessarily. I just think the guys are so focused on 1 week seasons and trying to win this game. It's a very strong opponent, as has been well mentioned throughout the course of, in particular, the last several weeks. You spend time watching the tape of this football team, being the Baltimore Ravens, and there's very, very few areas of weakness. So we've got to continue to improve as a football team, do our job, and play good fundamentally sound football.
The way that you work, the way that you get ready for a game, does a game like this, does an opponent like this, it's different. It's not your everyday run-of-the-mill football team. Not to say that every team is the same, but do you enjoy it a little bit more when it's a unique challenge like this with an offense like Lamar Jackson runs, like the Ravens run?
Well, it certainly is a challenge. It's a unique challenge, Jeremy. And having said that, I think as competitors, we all look for that, and you don't shy away from that. And no one's been able to crack the code to this point. They've only punted a record amount of times offensively, and so I think that's part of the challenge. And I think you embrace that. True competitors embrace that, and that's what we're looking for.
There are a number of things I wanted to ask you about their defense, but I'd like to talk to you about your offense too, which has made a lot of strides in the last three games. What have you seen in terms of growth? We'll get to Josh specifically, but in terms of overall with your offense, your points per game is up. Things seem to be trending up with that group. Why?
Well, I think overall, you've seen more time on task, like we talked about in the beginning of the season, that being the challenge. Now there's been more time on task, time together, spreading the ball around a little bit more. Other guys contributing in what were smaller roles that are becoming more significant roles. And so that's all good for our offense as it continues to grow. And I go back to giving credit to the offensive line. Games are won or lost up front when you control the line of scrimmage, and we've been able to do that.
With Josh in particular, Sean, these last three games, would you say he's in his best stretch as a Bill?
Yeah, I would. And that's what you want, right? As his career has trended, and he continues to grow and develop, that's what you want. You want him to continue to grow and get better, and that's what we've seen the last, 6, 7, 8 weeks here now. And he continues to take care of the football and continues to get more and more comfortable in the system and understanding and playing faster and understanding overall defensive play in the NFL too. So it's a natural progression, but the credit goes to Josh primarily, and then the coaches and the people around him. It's been a true team effort. But Josh, he's an extremely hard worker, and usually you get the results of your habits, and he's had great habits this season.
You mentioned, you use the word comfortable in talking about how he is in the offensive system, and I think I would throw in poise, too. Sean, we talked a lot about it after the Dallas game. He just seemed like a seasoned vet. And it didn't look like the national stage, the importance of the game, any of that stuff was getting through to him. Can you talk a little bit about that poise, control, command, just that sense of calm that it looks like to outsiders he is showing right now?
Yeah, and you're right on with that. It's in there, and that's, you know, that's part of the scouting process when Brandon and his staff look to evaluate any player, let alone a quarterback, and Josh in this case, is to identify whether they have that poise, that mental toughness inside of them in their DNA, and Josh certainly has that, and it just takes time for it to come out. And again, that's, like you said, the more comfortable one gets, the more the true personality comes out, and that's what we've seen with Josh and probably our overall football team as well.
One of the other guys I want to ask about was Cole Beasley, and it's kind of a two-part question, I guess. First, as John Brown has emerged this season as your top receiver, have you seen teams pay more attention to him? And if so, is that one of the reasons why you look at the last two games, Cole Beasley has been able to come up really big?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's just because of John, but overall, when you do have a receiver like John, then other people can come alive. And when you try and take away Cole, then John comes alive. So there's a good little balance in there, and that's where other pieces come alive also. And that's where we've been able to spread the ball around, whether it be to Devin or Robert or Isaiah or our tight end group overall with Dawson and Lee and Tyler in there. That's been good to see, and that's what you want, is that overall offensive balance where if they take one person away, we can come alive in other areas and beat you in different ways.
Seems like Robert Foster's emerging these last two games, Sean. Is there anything in particular that you and Brian and the offensive coaches have seen from him to say, okay, yeah, we need to get him a little bit more involved? He has been the last couple games.
Well, I think he's getting back to being himself, and you know, it's taken some time. He battled through some injuries early part of the season a little bit, and maybe some through training camp there as well, and him understanding his role on our football team, and so that's been fun to watch his development. To your point, the last couple of weeks here.
So, can you just give us the game plan to defending Lamar Jackson, or you want me to phrase the question differently?
Well, that's a great question, Howard.
There you go. That's it. That's all I was.
Is that what you're looking for?
So, yeah, we're keeping a meter here now. It's a little tracking device we have now. So I'm up 1-0 today. So that's good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Jeremy, you got to come with something big here.
Yeah. Pressure's on.
Or a good question.
What are the challenges when you look at a guy like Lamar Jackson? What are the challenges he presents to an opposing defense?
Yeah, I mean, it's number one, it's just him as an athlete. He has a unique skill set. You go back and you look at the different quarterbacks, whether it's Cam Newton, you know, people try and put or compare people. Cam Newton, his skill set. You look at Michael Vick, his skill set. There was an adjustment period for teams facing those players because their skill set was so unique. And I think that's just on the surface. The number one thing that jumps off the film is the skill set. And then the system is unique to the NFL. So, you know, whatever they want to call the system, it's just not an everyday NFL system. And so there's an adjustment period that usually takes place you know, the more you see it on film, the more you're able to adjust to it. So I think that's also some of what is going on with their offense. It's a tough system, and again, there's an adjustment period going on right now.
The thing I wonder about is, I made the comparison earlier this week about former Sabres goalie Dominic Hasek. When you're playing somebody, if I'm a defensive player and I'm playing against Lamar Jackson, I go in knowing that he's dangerous. And I guess I wonder for you, do you have to also attack the mental side of, all right, don't do anything different just because you're afraid that he might make you miss because you know he might make you miss? It seems like there's almost a mental battle that happens in addition to just trying to catch up to him, trying to keep him contained or whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah, no, that's also a great point. No, I mean, I think, you know, there's a tactical side to it, and there certainly is a mental side to it in terms of the approach. You know, what's the mental approach? And, hey, do you do things that you've never done before because of the uniqueness of the offense? You know, and then risk losing your identity, risk losing you know, your fundamentals, so on and so forth. So they've been, look, there's a reason why they're the hottest team in the NFL. There's a reason why they've been averaging 30-plus points a game and beating people. And it's probably all of the above in terms of why they've won. They've won because they've out-physicaled people. They've won because they've played good defense. They've won because, you know, Lamar Jackson has run all over them, or Mark Ingram, or he's throwing the ball. So, you know, that's why, like I said, they're the hottest team in the NFL.
The dealing with all of their weapons and what Jeremy was talking about. Leslie Frazier talked about this on Monday a little bit, Sean, and I think it was, you know, you want to prepare these guys. Coaches come up with a plan. You have all these reminders, points, strategies. But you don't want to overdo it because you don't want your guys thinking too much. You do want them playing fast. So how do you balance all that out this week with them?
Yeah, it's, you know, that's a challenge every week. It's not just unique to the Ravens, but it's probably magnified when you face a team like this, right? So that's one of the challenges that we as coaches face every week is, hey, what is the plan, and then what can the players execute at a high level? It's not what we know as coaches. It's more of what the players know and what they can execute and still bring their fundamentals with them, blocking, catching, throwing, and so on and so forth. So, you know, that's the important piece for us.
I had a quick question about Steven Hauschka before we let you go. Is there anything the staff has been able to pinpoint, you know, in terms of the field goal issues he's having, the extra points? Is there a tactical thing that maybe that you guys have found, that Heath has found, or snaps, hold? Is there anything you guys can pinpoint at this point? Because this is un-Hauschka-like.
Yeah, we've looked at, and Heath and Matt Smiley, our assistant special teams coach, as well as Hausch and Reed and Bojo have all really put their collective minds together this week to make sure we close any gap that is there from a detail standpoint and then control the things that we can control. And then at the end of the day, hey man, let's go and put the ball through the uprights and let's have the advantage in the kicking game. This is a good special teams unit from Baltimore, you know, well coached. John Harbaugh is the next special teams coach, so you know, we're gonna have a big challenge in front of us on special teams as well. And hey, but that's what we look forward to, right? So you know, they're competitive, we're competitive, and it should be a good game for the fans this weekend.
I forgot I had a weather question for you. It's supposed to be windy Sunday. So if you win the toss, how does wind factor into your decisions about what to do?
Well, you know what? It seems like it's pretty much windy here about maybe October through
May,
March, yeah. March, yeah, maybe. So you know, that's the cool part about living here in Buffalo now, going on year three, is that I think I've learned a little bit more each year, and so has our staff, quite frankly, and players, how to execute in these conditions. And so I think you saw that a little bit in the Broncos game, and just in terms of our preparation and our execution compared to maybe the Broncos. And so you know, you learn our stadium as well. I think every forecast just about every week says early in the week it's going to be 10 mile per hour winds, and then I wake up Sunday morning, it's, well, there's going to be gusts of 25. So I fully anticipate that this week, and we'll know how to handle it.
Strategy question, and it's a terrible one, but who calls heads or tails? Who decides? You guys go into a week saying, like, you know, riding.
I'm feeling heads.
Just riding tails. If tails wins,
yeah,
a couple weeks.
You know what? I let that up to the captains. They're the ones that go out there. They can handle all that. They've been good so far, so we'll see. No pressure, right?
Yeah, right.
So you leave them the responsibility on their shoulders. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
So if they lose tosses, we're blaming the captains.
Yeah, I'm okay. Off duty on that one.
All right, that's good. I like to see
you got enough on your plate.
Passing it off there. Sean, thanks as always for the time. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, guys. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too.